You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, I want to throw this out. We're going to talk about this tomorrow for sure because I'm a science nerd. The Perseverance rover is going to land on Mars tomorrow afternoon.
I'm so excited about this.
And you'll be able to stream it live, like NASA TV and a few other places.
So cool.
Do you have the NASA TV app on your Roku thing or anything?
No.
I do.
Can you? I'm sure they'll live stream it on YouTube, right?
It probably will be a bunch of places. I'm going to guess it's going to be several places. We'll go over that tomorrow, but it is tomorrow afternoon, and you want to see it because this is going to be cool. They might actually get video of the landing
itself.
That is
awesome. Pre-game this and watch the trailer that NASA put together for the landing and how it's supposed to go down. It's intense.
You know what I'll do is I will take that trailer, too, and I think I'll put it in tomorrow's Mindbender Club mailer so people will have an easy link to it. There was this thing going around, you might remember, a month or so ago called Dry January, where people were vowing that they were not going to have a drop of alcohol during the entire month of January. How did people do? Now the results are out. More than half of people did not make it. More than half.
Oh.
4% of the people who vowed to do Dry January actually drank on January 1st. So they were out on day one.
Wow.
Another 8% had a drink by January 3rd. So
what's going on there? You just can't live without it?
Well, they asked people, why didn't you succeed at Dry January? And Jer, the number one answer was, I forgot. That was
I could see that. You sit down with a pizza and have a beer and you're like, oh, nuts.
You forgot all about it. Muscle memory, I guess. Just doing that 12-ounce curl.
Yep.
Just,
Did you participate in Dry January?
Nope. Well, here's what I... Yes and no, because I didn't intentionally have a plan for that, but I'll bet during the entire month I might have had one cocktail.
Yeah. I'm so with you, man.
There wasn't a reason.
I have cut so far back on any sort of alcohol intake. It's just, it doesn't make me feel good anymore, you know? Even like a beer. I mean, I'm not sitting down getting plastered every night. Like, even just a beer, I'm like, ugh, it just doesn't sit well.
With you, buddy. The other day, Gretch made those black Manhattans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And where normally I might possibly, they're pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
I might have two. I had one. I was one and done.
Yeah.
And they're tasty. Anyway, the number one reason, they forgot. The other little health news story that I have is they went out and asked people about dieting. And now half of people in America say they will never, ever again go on a diet. And there's, you know, obviously a joke in there about, well, yeah, you're just wearing sweatpants everywhere, so who cares? But people say that instead, they're just trying to live an overall healthier lifestyle.
That's what we were doing, you know, the whole January 1st, just changing your eating habits.
Yeah, I said I was going to do portion control, and
how's
I've done
that
pretty
going?
Well. I'm doing pretty well with that. There are still times where I know I overdo it, but for the most part, I'm not getting seconds of anything, and I'm putting smaller portions on my plate.
That's good.
People say they're trying to drink more water instead of sugary drinks. They're trying to eat more salads. They're eating more fruit. That's all good. They put on the list drinking smoothies. You should check the calorie count of some of those smoothies, though.
Right. The bottled ones and things like that you buy quickly. Yeah. Look at the sugar. Look at the calories.
It's not as good for you as you may think. That's like those studies that they did where they went into certain restaurants and they did calorie counts on their salads.
Right.
Because people like to go in and get the fancy schmancy, you know, I'm going to get the such salad with
all
this.
Well, then you get, put the fried chicken on it for me.
Yeah, they would be something like 1,400 calories in a salad.
You'll factor in the ranch dressing that you're squirting all over it.
You are so right.
We have been totally upticking our amount of smoothies. Nicole has, I think she lives on smoothies now. And I've noticed a health benefit, I think, when you make your own. I want to talk to a nutritionist at some point and see if all the natural sugars are okay for you. Because we are piling all this fruit and stuff in, which is full of sugar.
Yeah.
And is that okay? Because you're still getting sugar, but it's natural sugar.
I don't know. Gretch is doing the same thing. And she's throwing, I told you, she throws that like spinach in or kale or something like that. But it gets all mixed in with the fruit. You don't even know what's in there.
I still do.
No, you would not be able to tell. I guarantee if you did a side-by-side taste test, you would not be able to tell.
You're probably
right. It just tastes
right.
Like a fruit smoothie.
As long as you put enough blueberries in, it'll taste like blueberries.
We can hardly keep fruit around in our house anymore because we're a smoothie household now. And they're damned good.
I do the Super Greens powder. Listen,
well, listen to us
talk.
Us. Two men. Here's what here I do about this stuff.
I have been so regular, Dom.
I need to hurry. We need to spit, scratch ourselves, and move on.
Hey, today is National Random Acts of Kindness Day today. So, one lucky listener's going to get $500 from Dom today.
That's right.
It could be you. Keep an ear out. I don't know. We could maybe do something today. Hand out a mind bender book or
Shouldn't
two.
Shouldn't that be every day?
I don't know. Aw, look at you with
Shouldn't
your big heart.
Shouldn't people be kind every day?
Yeah, you're right.
Try to be kind.
You're right.
Choose
here's
kindness.
Here's your crap on celebrities.
I'm going to sell coffee mugs and t-shirts.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
That's cute. Kendall Jenner, she's got her own tequila brand now. It's called 818 Tequila. It's
was
the area,
an area code
of Calabasas, California.
Whatever.
I don't know. Like many other celebrities that have their alcohol brands, she is claiming that she was intimately involved in its development.
Bull
Doubt
crap.
It. It's been a 4-year journey, is what she said.
Whatever.
So anyway, I'm sure it'll be overpriced and it'll taste just like regular old tequila. But now there's a Kardashian name on there, or Jenner, I guess. There's a Jenner name on it. Let's see. Apple is updating the syringe emoji for the COVID vaccine. Instead of a syringe being filled with blood, it's now filled with a clear blue liquid, which is supposed to look like the vaccine, I guess. Is it blue? I haven't seen it. I watched a whole thing on YouTube yesterday about the latest thing Apple is going to be releasing to take all of our money. It's the Apple AirTags. Have you seen these things? They're little discs that you're going to be able to put on like your keys or a backpack, a laptop, a pet. And you connect them via Bluetooth on your phone and you register them or whatever. And then if you leave your backpack in St. Louis, you can go onto your phone and the AirTag will show you the location of whatever you put the AirTag on.
If somebody steals them, won't they just rip it off?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, if you're a thief and you see
that's
one of those on
exactly
there, don't you take it
exactly my
off,
thought. I was like, oh, these are going to be
dumpster?
Little $200 discs that we got to put on everything, and they're just going to be thrown in the trash.
Now, if it can be sewn into, like, something so that a thief doesn't know it.
Right. But then they're like, put it in your wallet so you always know where your wallet is. Well, why don't you just open your wallet and throw it out? Anyway.
Okay.
It'll be good for something. I guess it would be good for your dog if you, you know, in a good, healthy scenario. No stranger danger, no theft. Like, your dog wanders off, you can see where your dog is. So,
yeah,
whatever. According to a doctor on TikTok right now, the key to falling asleep faster and getting better sleep, wearing socks, Dom. Makes your feet warm, opens up the blood vessels, and cools the body down.
Yeah, there's science behind all this.
Sure is. I hate it. I will not wear socks to bed.
Yeah, but you get used to it after a while.
Sweaty feet.
Oh, you're too hot and sweaty. But it might cool down the rest of your body. That's the whole idea, is that the... Yeah, just read the... Did you click on the story?
Nope.
Yeah, there's a lot of science. Get a load of this. Well, two things. One, we did a thing on the show many years ago where I was advocating for parents, if your kids are not going... You know, like if you have little kids, 4 or 5 years old,
they're
and
restless.
They're like fussy and they won't go to sleep, put socks on them and it makes them go to sleep faster.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, I am not exaggerating, we had dozens of parents reach out and say, oh my God, it was a miracle cure. I could never get my 4-year-old to go to bed at night or go to sleep.
Yeah.
And they put socks on them and they started going to sleep. So there's that. The other thing is if you dive deeper into this story, if... Where are we in terms of kids listening at this moment?
They're still eating breakfast, I think.
Okay. Little ears, people. Doctors also claim that if a couple, if you each wear socks while you're getting intimate, you increase the...
There's a blood flow and stuff, right?
You are increasing your chances, especially ladies, of a big
of success.
O.
Of success.
Success.
Really? Because my emergency contact has a very strict rule of no socks during that.
Then
no socks.
She might get her world changed.
Guess what we're doing this weekend?
Did you ever hear
I'm gonna find the biggest
song?
Wool socks that are like knee high.
Try it. You probably got to try it more than once. So, you know, over a 2-month period, give it 2 shots.
Right, exactly. It's going to be great.
Did you ever hear the song by Flight of the Conchords? called Business Time.
No. It's Business Time.
Business Time.
Oh my God.
It is one funny ass song. Flight of the Conchords, Business Time.
We'll
you gotta
have
listen
to look
the whole
that
thing
up during the next commercial break.
And he has a little bit in that song about wearing socks to bed for you know
all
what.
Right.
He goes, that's why they call them business socks. Because it's business time.
I wonder why she doesn't like me to wear socks. I'll have to ask her about that.
Try it.
I'm just here
to do public service.
No, this
for
is
people.
Great. You can have your kids, put them on your kids. They fall asleep quicker, and then you guys can, you know. Real quick, because the dieting story and because the Rover story, Krispy Kreme is going to be selling Mars themed donuts tomorrow in honor of the Perseverance rover landing on Mars. And I saw a picture of them, and they look like Mars. They're like bright red donuts.
What are they dry and cold?
They got little rocks on them, right.
That's Mars.
That's perfect. There you go. Make your way over to Krispy Kreme tomorrow. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Go to Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I posted a link to some videos of the latest idiots on TikTok. A lot of dermatologists are saying don't do this, but it's kind of fun to watch. The latest trend is covering your face in hot wax and then peeling it off as one giant colorful mask, and it kind of leaves a little imprint of your face on there. But it also removes a lot of your sensitive skin on your face, Dom, and a lot of the little hairs on your face, including eyebrows and eyelashes.
How is this different from the masks that women put on? And some men. Some men do it too.
This
okay,
is,
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be sexist.
Yeah, yeah,
but I mean,
no,
I'm used to.
This isn't like an exfoliating lightweight mask by Neutrogena or something.
Okay, this is.
This is straight up hair removal wax, like okay. The thick stuff you put on your legs.
Gotcha.
You know, and they're putting it all over their face, Dom.
Hmm.
This is why we have TikTok. When's somebody going to come out with an app that, like, makes people smarter? That showcases people doing brilliant things. Is there one? I can't think of one right now.
This is me holding my breath.
Anyway, it's on our Facebook search, Simon Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Clickbait's brought to you by Boyer's Coffee, the smoothest tasting cup in the Rocky Mountains. Look for Boyer's Coffee in your local grocery store. That's what's trending now.